This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas-based Walmart is closing its smallest format stores called Walmart Express, but the decision has upset the leaders of many small towns. The first of the small stores opened as an experimental pilot project in 2011, but most closed late last month. Arkansas business reporter Mark Friedman joins me now. Mark, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
You've been talking with many of those impacted by this decision. First off, tell me about these stores. They opened as Walmart began looking at smaller scale locations after decades of opening large super centers. And around the same time, they also opened the mid-sized Walmart neighborhood markets. Some of the Walmart Express locations did good business. So why is the company now closing all of them?
Well, back in October, Walmart's CEO, Doug McMillon, told investors that Walmart would review its fleet of stores with the goal of trying to be more nimble in the face of these increased competition from everything from the dollar stores to Amazon. And this was one of their decisions to shut down the entire Walmart Express format.
And how many stores are we talking about?
They closed 154 stores in the U.S. and all 102 of the Express stores.
And in some towns, the Walmart Express was the only grocery store. You talked with the mayor of the Benton County town of Gentry, Kevin Johnston. How is he responding?
He said that he's trying to find another grocery store to come in and fill the void that Walmart made when it left. But so far, unfortunately, he hasn't had any takers on the location yet.
So that leaves residents having to drive to neighboring towns, I guess.
Yes, he said they have to drive about 6 miles away to Siloam Springs to do their grocery shopping.
You also talked with the mayor of another town, Charleston, in Franklin County. He said the store seemed very busy and generated about $40,000 to $50,000 a year in tax revenue for the town. What was his response?
He was shocked. The store had just opened. It was only open a year and a day before it closed. And he said that you just don't expect Walmart to close.
And the Walmart Express stores aren't to be confused with the more mid-sized Walmart neighborhood markets like what we have on Cantrell in the Riverdale area here in Little Rock. Those are still to remain open?
Yes, the neighborhood markets are about 40,000 square feet, while the express stores are about 14,000 square feet.
And there are plans to open a few more of those this year?
Yes, they plan to open about 85 to 95 neighborhood markets in the U.S. this year, along with 50 to 60 super centers.
Does this reflect any larger trends in the retail business right now?
Well, I think all retailers are trying to be as lean as possible with the competition from online retailers.
Well, that's reporter Mark Friedman. He wrote about the closing of Walmart Express stores in this week's issue of Arkansas Business, which is out today. Thanks for your time, Mark.
Okay, thank you.
You can find a link to his story at KUAR.org. I'm Michael Heplin, KUAR News.